looking for things that can help us stay entertained, stay energized, I guess, when we're dealing with the stay-at-home order a couple more days. But even so, even when it's lifted and we're now under the safer-at-home order, which will begin Monday, it's still going to lead a lot of us to seeking out ways that we can keep ourselves entertained at home. And for more on that, we're going to be joined right now with Jonathan Toman, who's calling into the newsline from Peak Radar. And Jonathan, usually you would preview all the exciting happenings that you need to get out to enjoy. But now we're looking at staying in and enjoying some of the offerings you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Things to do that you can do in your sweatpants. and hopefully they are both Hopefully they're both energizing and entertaining. We'll shoot for both.
Okay. Sounds good. What kind of things do you have? And we should mention that if you go to peakradar.com, there's an entire virtual, portal that you can enter and find out more about these.
Yeah, absolutely. peakradar.com/virtual will take you right there too as well. And it's grown. We started off with like 7 or 8 different virtual experiences from local creative groups, and we're up over 50 now as folks have got online with things that they're doing virtually and have really, I think, hit our stride as far as showcasing some of these offerings. But there are 3 that I'll mention for this weekend. First off, the Colorado Springs Philharmonic has started virtual interludes, and those will run through May 7th. And what they are is they'll feature the conductor of the Philharmonic along with featured musicians, and they'll have lively discussions, living room performances, and much more in sort of an intimate setting where you can still connect with the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, which, of course, local orchestra in town. So if you need some orchestra in your life, that's a good opportunity. The Manitou Arts Center has virtual exhibits, because obviously you can't visit the MAC in person right now, but several of their exhibits you can view online as part of their website and as part of Peak Radar Virtual. One that I do want to mention specifically is called Lonely Hope, and it is a show that showcases loneliness and how folks deal with that in positive ways through art and writing and different sorts of formats. So a sort of a universal topic during this time as we're separated. And then finally, the Pioneers Museum in downtown Colorado Springs has virtual learning experiences as well as part of Peak Radar Virtual. Those include things like The Story of Us, the Pikes Peak region from A to Z, which they've explored in videos, and also Children's History Hours, which in fact there's going to be one tomorrow at 10:30 called Collecting Counts. So there's things about collecting rocks, stamps, what do you collect, those sorts of things on the Pioneers Museum page as well. So those 3 are sort of a couple for the weekend, and as I mentioned, over 50 to keep you entertained. So there's sure to be something on peakradar.com/virtual.
I know. Jonathan, I am a crafter, a baker, a DIYer, and I love the Crafted Colorado offerings. A bread baking class, a French macaroon class, a blanket making workshop. I mean, those are kind of things that, in a way, the virtual offerings, when you can do it from the comfort of your own home, might in some ways even be extremely appealing, perhaps even more appealing, right, as we move forward.
Absolutely. I'll have to work up to the macaroon class. That one sounds a little bit out of my cooking skill range. But yeah, for sure. And even something like Virtual First Friday, right, which is coming up next Friday as our second go-around with that, you can explore probably many more galleries than you would be able to in person. Right. So there are, obviously, we want to be back in person and getting out to these places. But there is sort of a couple silver linings about being able to explore different things that you might usually not, or explore more that you might not have the capability to. So, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think these arts, think these arts and groups and music venues, do you think they may be branching out as we move toward the future, even when they're able to return things to normal? Do you think they're going to be continuing to make these kind of offerings available?
I think having some virtual offerings is probably a good thing, and having those opportunities for folks to connect with local organizations that way. But the heart of the arts has always been in person, right? And having those experiences that you can really share with others and take home to tell tell your friends and family about. So, we're still hoping for getting back to a more normal approach to that. But yeah, virtual will be part of some of the things that folks offer moving forward, I think.
We are all looking forward to getting back to normal. By the way, my wife is always accusing me of not throwing things out. I'm just going to quote you and say, collecting counts, honey. Collecting counts. That's what
Yeah,
I'm doing.
absolutely.
I love that line. I'm going to use it. Hope you don't mind if I steal it from you. Hey, have a good weekend.
Well, it's the Pioneers Museum. You'll have to ask them.
Okay. 8:42 on KHRDO's Morning News.